So how are things going?
It's tough.
Mike Wood is a third-generation farmer in California's San Joaquin Valley. He grows 200 hectares of almond trees. But recently, he's been thinking of selling the ranch.
Yeah, the consideration of sale has been right in the front of the gray matter for quite some time, actually.
This valley is a cornucopia of agricultural plenty. Rich soil and a benign climate produced a vast bounty of meat, milk, vegetables, fruits, and nuts. But global warming is changing the valley.
2021 was the second driest year on record.
While some years are wetter than others, repeated drought strains the capacity of an elaborate system of canals and reservoirs that bring water from far away. It's getting hotter, too. The valley hit a record 45 degrees Celsius in September.
Land where fruits or vegetables might be grown would be left idle.
It's not unusual to see sites like this, entire orchards ripped up and ground into mulch. These effects aren't unique to California.
China, Russia, Nigeria, Brazil, all over the world have their own localized impacts. But the one thing in common is that global warming is causing those impacts, and humans are causing global warming.
Scientists say some of the world's most important breadbasket regions are also the most at risk of failure due to climate shocks.
Persistent drought and extreme temperatures here in California and other farming regions around the world raise an important question about the future of our species. How can an ever-warming planet feed a human population that is expected to grow from 7.9 billion today to nearly 10 billion by mid-century?
Simply expanding farmland won't do. The more forests are cut down, the worse global warming gets. Scientists say we must adapt or starve.
Our ability to be able to feed the planet is going to require some wholesale changes, both in how we produce food and how we share food across the planet. It's going to require that we probably change our diet and move more towards a plant-based diet.
This is the emitter.
Mike Wood is optimistic that technology will provide a solution.
When I talk about the technology, I'm talking about the ability to produce 50% to 100% more than we did on the same acre 40 years ago.
Hope for the future in a time of climate uncertainty. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, in the San Joaquin Valley, California.